Welcome to Closer to Venus. I'm Johnny Burke, and today's guest is Wajid Hassan. He's an actor, healer, author of The Struggle for World Sanity, and a representative of the Aetherius Society. Today, we will be talking about extraterrestrial messages of hope for mankind. Wajid, welcome.
Hey, Johnny. Good to see you again on your show. Glad to be back.
Yes, it's good to have you back. You've been on here actually several times. For those listeners that do not know what the Aetherius Society is, can you give us a recap?
Yeah, I recently was appointed as the local area representative of the Aetherius Society in North Carolina. It's interesting that you bring up the Aetherius Society because we briefly discussed it last time, and one of your listeners actually was very inspired, and he went on the website, bought a couple of books, and now is a member in Toronto. So I got to give you credit for that, Johnny, for spreading the word and inspiring others to join. Like I say, podcasts like yours, your listeners have open minds when it comes to metaphysics, UFOs, different dimensions, paranormal, all these things. They intrigue people, but they don't have the right guidance. I believe that if people research the Aetherius Society, especially the leader, Dr. George King, who I've followed since the age of 17 for over 40 years, I didn't just haphazardly follow him. I did my own research. And to me, he proved that he was who he was. And some of the claims that he makes are so outlandish. They're so out of it in regards to like normal thinking that at the age of 16, I read one of his books called The 12 Blessings. And in there, he claimed to have channeled the Master Jesus through him as a trans medium under a trans yogic state and delivered these 12 transmissions or 12 blessings. So when I read the book, my first thought was, I didn't get overwhelmed or there wasn't this high inspiration, but two things came into my mind. I said, well, either this man is a genius or he's the biggest fake fraud that ever came and I need to research. And then when I did meet him and listen to more of his teachings, we all have that intuition, the higher self that can discriminate between what's true and what's lies. I've never met an individual who accomplished what he did just to get in contact with these higher beings who exist on the higher dimensions of the planets in the solar system. We have high dimensions here on Earth that people are not aware of. And Dr. King said you could go to Mars tomorrow on the physical level and not even detect higher civilizations unless you tuned into them. And same here, unless you're psychic, you can't tune into the different dimensions that are around this planet. After the war, he disciplined himself with yoga practices up to 8 to 10 hours a day for 10 years. And I've never come across any individual that did that, not in modern times. He said he was in his apartment in London and this voice out from outside said to him, prepare yourself. You are to become the voice of Interplanetary Parliament, which totally shocked him because he didn't know what Interplanetary Parliament was. He didn't know what UFOs were. And then for a week, he was in mental turmoil. And then he finally decided to go into meditation to find out where this voice came from. And he locked his door. He was going into meditation. And this Indian Swami, a yogi master, physically walked through his door, physically materialized in front of him as he sat in the chair creaked. So to him, in all forms, he was physical. He gave him instructions that he would be getting a letter from a yoga school in London to enhance his development and then be attuned to these cosmic beings. Then the yogi master bowed and then left. And Dr. King didn't mention who this yogi master was, but later on it was found out that it was the Swami Sivananda, who was actually alive in India at that time. Things like that don't happen to everybody, so it's something that needs to be investigated. So this yoga school contacted him. He asked how they contacted. They said, oh, we just found your name and address on a piece of paper. And then he met another yogi by the name of Sri Nandi, who showed him these advanced exercises in order for him to have mental rapport with the higher beings. And so the 12 blessings, again, Dr. King has claimed that this is coming from the being by the name of Master Jesus, who was alive 2,000 years ago. It was an extension of the Sermon of the Mount. Now, here's something, again, food for thought for your listeners. His mother, Mary King, lived in Devon, England at the time, and she was contacted physically by a master who said that she would be taken physically on a spacecraft and was told to bring a copy of the 12 Blessings with her. So she did. Dr. King, who was on the BBC, said that he would state his life that she had this contact, and she was taken physically on a spacecraft and was taken up to space, and then it entered another craft, and she said that the Master Jesus appeared to her physically and took a copy of the 12 Blessings on the craft, on the spacecraft. Now, again, I'm from the technical field. I look at everything logically. This is something that has to be investigated. 90% of people would say, okay, that's a load of rubbish, that's lies. But what if it was real?
Right. The majority will say, oh, that sounds like rubbish or BS. But there's also a segment of the population that will echo your thoughts. What if it is real? I've been hearing a lot about interplanetary events and people coming through from different star systems, star seeds, and things like that. What you're talking about with Dr. King, this happened in the 50s, didn't it?
Yes, he related another experience where he was told to go to a mountain in Devon called Holston Down, and he said a spacecraft appeared, and then he said that the same Master Jesus materialized in front of him from the spacecraft and sent a stream of energy through him that helped stop a war in Lebanon at the time. He has an account of that experience. In the past, when people talked about experiences, they were laughed at or they were ignored, and then later they were looked upon as spiritual pioneers. And one thing that I liked about Dr. King was that he said that if you want to know the truth, you have to speak the truth. And he made a solemn declaration before his God that every time he went on the platform, he would speak the truth. It is such a paradox. Either he was a fraud or a liar, or he was telling the truth.
It's one thing or the other.
It's got to be one thing or the other.
And
right.
Speaking of which, let's talk about the messages of hope for mankind. They are mostly coming from, speaking of which, Mars and Venus. How is that happening? And do you have eyewitnesses, or how did you get this information?
Well, he would actually go into this meditative yogic state where mental impulses were sent by these higher masters, which we term as cosmic masters. He would translate these mental impulses on a higher psychic center. They would then go through his brain and through his vocal cords and were physically recorded on tape. So he did over 600 of these transmissions that are available on audio. Some of them are classified, but most of them are not. And the 12 Blessings was done that way, where he was overshadowed by the Master Jesus, who the cosmic beings claim that he is actually cosmic master from the higher dimensions of Venus. So even Christians today are questioning the Star of Bethlehem. Was it really a star that hovered over the stable? Another being who's from the higher dimension of Mars, by the name of Mars Sector 6, gave another profound teaching called the Nine Freedoms in the 60s, where he outlined the evolutionary cycle that goes beyond Nirvana, that goes beyond the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, some of the highest teachings in the world, and goes beyond that into infinity. And those are the kind of teachings, the 12 Blessings practices, that if used regularly can give you high states of consciousness, of peace and bliss, as you send out peace to the planet. And the Nine Freedoms are aspects of wisdom which go beyond terrestrial teachings for the last 18 million years that we've been here. And again, these are just colossal claims. It would be overwhelming. But again, I ask your listeners to have an open mind and do their own investigation and make their own conclusion.
Well, that's really all we can ask anyone to do. It's not up to me or you or anyone else to claim, yes, this is 100% truthful, or no, it's rubbish, or it's BS.
It's like water and oil. Either it is or it isn't. The thing that was very intriguing was some of the earlier transmissions were talking about the danger of the atomic radiation. At that time, Russia and America were exploding hundreds of atomic and hydrogen bombs. And scientists even today, Johnny, have said that they can't understand why we're not all dead because of the fallout. I believe the intervention by these higher beings who are scientifically millions of years advanced helped absorb a lot of this fallout from ignorant scientists who didn't know what they were doing and pretty much saved mankind. There were messages like 3 weeks before they would outline flying saucer sightings, say in Australia, New Zealand, America. 3 weeks before these sightings would occur, and sure enough, 3 weeks later, those exact sightings occurred. So to me, that's solid proof that he was in contact with these beings. They had to actually stop that because military craft were trying to intercept the UFOs, and they actually have to move out the way because they didn't want to damage, because of their magnetic radiation around the spacecraft, they didn't want to damage the electronics. To actually not harm the pilots, they actually moved out of the way, and then they stopped giving those predictions. To me, this is the greatest message of hope. We're talking about beings who regard our nuclear weapons as toothpicks, beings who are just so powerful, and yet at the same time, very benign and compassionate. To me, that's a great message of hope.
It is. You mentioned proof a few moments ago. So I understand this correctly. The transmissions, this info is being channeled or was channeled. And the Aetherius Society, do they actually have recordings of the channelings?
Yeah, they have recordings of the Nine Freedoms. They have recordings of the 12 Blessings and other transmissions that came through. People can actually listen to these transmissions. They have a certain vibration about them, a very spiritual, uplifting vibration about them. The people just have to judge for themselves whether they're real or not. Again, just open their minds to the information. What was interesting, Dr. King went on the BBC, which was watched by millions, and he channeled the cosmic being from Venus by the name of Master Aetherius, which is named after the Aetherius Society. And they asked him, they said, well, what's your message to Earth? He didn't say follow Dr. King or follow us. He said, if you're going to be a Hindu, be the best Hindu. If you're going to be a Christian, be the best Christian. If you're going to be a Buddhist, be the best Buddhist. So what they're saying is, we don't bring anything new. We're just asking you to abide by the spiritual laws as laid down by these masters of old. And we're just bringing it in an updated fashion. So they're just saying, follow the spiritual laws of action, reaction, the law of karma, things like thou shalt not kill, love thy neighbor. Every time they address people, they always address the human race. They don't say you Russians or you Americans or you Chinese. They always address to mankind as a whole. So the main crux of their message is we're all one. We're going through reincarnation cycles as different cultures, different races, different sexes, in order to learn.
Different planets,
yeah.
Different planet systems.
And yeah, in order to learn the experience called life. So we're all one. And so there is no such thing as a division. That's just man-made.
Good point about the division. Is saying that there is no such thing as division, is that related to separation is an illusion, or is that something different?
Well, they talk about oneness, that we're all connected. They say we're just as connected to the terrorists as we are to our own children, which again is shocking, the fact that we're all one, even the ones that we don't like or our enemies, we're still all connected. And that we're also part of the system. They say you're part of us as well, even though they're highly evolved. They say there's no such as a disconnection between us and them and nature and the planets. We're all one. It's been deliberately induced into the minds over the centuries that people become obsessed with race and religion, thinking one race is superior or the other religion. Then on top of that, we add politics and wars. And you've got a terrible mess on this planet, which is happening right now.
The moment?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
This is probably as volatile a time that I can remember, with all the different scenarios in Russia, the Ukraine, China, etc. It's pretty much all over the place. I'm going to go out on a limb here, since you're talking about cosmic masters. I had a talk with a woman recently about the Dead Sea Scrolls and the Nag Hammadi texts, which gave a different version of what you call Master Jesus, where in short, his message was, don't follow me, become me. Is that consistent with some of the channeled messages that either Dr. King or the Aetherius Society has received, and maybe even recently?
Yeah, this concept of the Son of God that was invented by the elders of the Christian Church is not viable. In one particular transmission, the Master Jesus did say that, I'm your friend, not your God. I'm your brother, not your father. So, yeah, they're saying that we're not to be looked upon and worshipped. We just want you to look within and worship the divinity within and rise like they have done. This concept of him coming down and saving us from our sins goes against the law of karma, because the main reason that he chose to be crucified was to manipulate karma, which stopped a terrible catastrophe from happening 2,000 years ago. If he didn't take on that karma, there would have been, Dr. King said, tremendous hurricanes and earthquakes, which would have devastated mankind. So his mission was predetermined, pre-planned, literally thousands of years before he even incarnated upon the earth. So there's different aspects of truth that have been hidden, especially when it comes to reincarnation. That was actually taken out of the Christian teachings 1,400 years ago. And this one life to live, which is used by Islamic and Jewish religions as well, is the biggest lie that's ever been perpetrated or deliberately.
You said it, not me.
Yeah, deliberately to keep the masses in fear. And the cosmic beings have said that the truth of reincarnation, either it will be taught by these elders of the religions, or they will be replaced. Because truth lives. Truth will always come to the surface, despite all the lies. And so in these days, we have to be brave enough to speak the truth, whether people like it or not. And the truth, sometimes people don't like.
Yes, that's kind of hard to argue with. Regarding the beings that inhabit Mars and Venus, we would not even know they're there unless we are tuned in, as you say. Is this because they're closer to being light beings as opposed to dense beings?
Well, Dr. King, he actually, as a yogi master, projected to these dimensions, and he said that these dimensions, even though they're a higher subtle frequency, he said they're just as physical as the physical dimension. He said if you go to level 5, you can sit on a chair on level 5 and it's solid. Or he said you could hit your head on a wall and you actually could hurt yourself. So these are actual physical realms, just on a more higher subtle frequency.
Now, is that physical realms here on Earth, or is this a physical realm beyond the veil? Once we die, we cross over.
Yeah, well, Dr. King said there was 6 realms above us on the earth and 4 realms below us, and he projected to all these. And so it's logical that these other planets also have higher realms. They don't actually have lower realms, but they do have higher realms. He projected to these realms and physically interacted with these higher civilizations. He said that every planet in the solar system is inhabited except for Mercury. So if that's the truth, can you imagine the galaxy and the cosmos? It must be teeming with billions and billions of life streams. And for us to have the audacity to say that we're alone,
we're the only form of life.
Yeah, it's just a total ignorance. But with the increase of science and the web, telescope, and people peering into distant planets and galaxies, it's pretty obvious that we're not alone. But again, to me, Johnny, it gives me hope in these days, because you're right, if we're not careful, we could start another nuclear holocaust. The gist of their message, doesn't matter if they're from Venus or Mars or Saturn or elsewhere, but their message is that they've lived in peace for millions of years. They don't have wars. They don't have an economic system. They don't have famine.
They don't have an economic system, which means they don't have currency and things like that.
Yeah. They don't have any of that. They don't have graveyards because nobody dies. They live in ascended bodies. which they live in for like 20, 25,000 years. Old age is a disease that we actually have inflicted upon ourselves. We're not supposed to die when we're 80, 90. We're supposed to have ascended bodies. So what they're saying is they follow the spiritual laws and they live in peace. And they've also claimed that there's going to be an age of peace in the next couple of centuries that will ascend upon earth, where she will raise her vibrations. There will be no wars or countries or economic system, but just open land and sea. And they're asking mankind in these days to send out spiritual power, which is so needed. It's a tangible energy, this healing energy of love. And they're asking people to send that regardless of race, color, creed, or religion. Just be of service and transmute this vibration that we've created that's caused all these problems. The monetary system, they say, is a cancer in the heart of spiritual man, because we're always in debt, we're always worried about money, and it's printed out of nothing, and it holds people hostage. It's the worst thing that we could ever have on this planet.
To an ascended person, to an ascended being, rather, it would seem that Earth and other planets like Earth, I don't know where they are or how to get there, but it seems like that lot of planets are rather crude and primitive. That's what it sounds like. Is that how they look upon us?
They look upon us as a very savage, primitive, warlike race, but they also see our potential, and they've seen us rise in the past, and we destroyed civilizations in the past, and they want us to go back to our past, our evolutionary cycle where we were evolved and we were higher beings. So they're telling us again to realize our inner potential and go back and evolve and become the beings that we were supposed to be. We weren't supposed to be in this low cycle of evolution. This is our own making. There was one transmission where they said they approached another planet in this galaxy that was going through a similar problem like we are having on Earth right now. And they listened to the messages, they listened to the inspiration, the guidance, the love that was being transmitted by these beings. And they said within 50 years, the whole planet changed. So it's up to us to open ourselves. They said the more we cooperate with them, the more they will eventually come amongst us. But at this time, they're not allowed because we've created these conditions. And it's up to us. We have to change those conditions in order for them to help us more.
So you believe that we were not really designed to die in these bodies. We were designed to have ascended bodies.
That's our heritage. That's our part of our evolutionary scale. It's our birthright, which was explained in the Nine Freedoms, that eventually we will become ascended masters, where we will have bodies. There's an ascended master on Earth. People have talked about Count Saint Germain, who through history, he lives in an ascended body and has appeared through history in the same body over the centuries. So those are the kind of beings that we're supposed to be and not the kind of beings that we are now.
What other beings, what other personages was this being?
Count Saint Germain? Yeah, he would appear through different centuries as Count Saint Germain. And he would perplex the historians because he would appear in the 12th century and then the 14th century and then the 16th century in the same physical body as Count Saint Germain. Those are ascended masters of this planet that have chosen not to go to other planets and to help and stay with mankind. But that's another podcast of its own, yeah.
I was going to say that's a story for another day, but that might be a different chapter. That's quite interesting. So we have the ability to be like this Count Saint Germain, although I would imagine it would take quite a bit of work to do so, but that is our heritage and our birthright, as you say, right?
Yeah, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. You have to always start with evolution. And the safest way in the old yogic ways, raising the power within the Kundalini, would be done under the strict guidance of a yogi master. And they're advising us not to do that these days because it's such dangerous areas that we go. So they say the natural way to raise the power within is to send out prayers for world peace, for enlightenment. And then, of course, with karmic law, the more energy you send out, the more energy you get back. Eventually, they said that the Kundalini or the serpent power will rise in an unforced natural fashion, which will open up the psychic senses within the body, we will become enlightened, we will attain cosmic consciousness and ascension. But they're asking us to do it in a safer way, in a way that's needed right now, that's sending out prayer energy. I belong to a group that's on the internet called the 12blessings.org. So if people don't know how to send out the power, they can just go to that website. It's free. And you can give a chance to be of service. There's three forms of service. One is going out in the field like a doctor or a fireman and actually physically doing service. The other is giving to charity. And then the third, which is the most important these days, is sending out this tangible, real spiritual energy to a world that really needs healing.
I agree.
One of the greatest examples of healing was the Master Jesus himself, who used his power to raise the dead, cure the blind, heal the lepers. It's just that same energy. We're just not using it, that's all.
Speaking of the Master Jesus, you believe that there is another Master coming to Earth. Tell us about that.
It won't be the Master Jesus, because the Master Jesus has never left us. He's always been there. This other Master will actually come openly in a spacecraft. They said he'll stand tall among men with a shining countenance in a one-piece suit, and he will approach the Earth leaders and show them his credentials. And he will lead mankind back to the spiritual values, not the religious values, but the spiritual values that he's ignored. And those who won't listen to his message after death will be taken to another planet and start the reincarnation cycle there. This is something way above anything that I've ever come across. People need to research about the next master is coming, which Dr. King talked about in different lectures. They said his power will be so powerful, it'll be greater than the combined military might of all the armies. We heard about Moses and what things that Moses did. And here's somebody that was going to be so colossal by demonstration. He's not going to kill anybody. He's not going to come as a dictator, but he will prove himself by a force of power, which unfortunately, sometimes that's what we need in order to straighten ourselves out.
With the current state of the world, I would think that needs to happen sooner than later. So, Wajid, thanks again for coming back onto the show. How can our listeners learn more about you online?
Just go to aetherius.org/NC, aetherius.org/NC, and they can find out more about me and the Aetherius Society when it comes out.
I will do that. Thanks again for coming on, and I have a feeling that there might be a part 3 or 4 sometime down the road. You've been listening to Closer to Venus. I'm Johnny Burke. If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider subscribing. For more info, go to closertovenus.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.